Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome onto the show. The Washington Post's terrific columnist, Barry Sferlugo, wrote a piece today. Shutting down Jaden Daniels opens up a lot of questions. If you haven't read it yet, you should check it out. Barry, thank you for a few minutes. How are you?
Great, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it. So a lot of this story I really liked, and a lot of the column I frankly really agreed with, but I want to give you a chance first, just paint with a broad brush here, to tell people your idea behind the piece.
Well, I think if Jaden Daniels is healthy, he should be playing football. And I think that while you could write this season off as completely lost, the last three games are, in fact, opportunities for him to reestablish a couple things. One, can he play a game from start to finish without getting hurt? Two, can he establish some sort of rhythm that reminds us of the magician he was in his rookie year, that he was not only an efficient and accurate pocket passer, but he was dangerous with his legs and judicious about the decisions he made. That character, frankly, has not been established in the 2025 season. That's largely because of injury and no continuity in the lineup. But when he's been out there, he hasn't been great either. So I saw the last month, certainly going into the Giants game, and even these last three games, as a chance to eliminate or at least minimize some of the concerns that you might have about the franchise centerpiece heading into what is now a massive 2026 season. As it turns out, benching him, and I'm not suggesting playing a hurt player, but there's a chance that he could have been cleared on Thursday or Friday, and why not play him then? If you bench him, now we have an off season of, hey, Jaden, what have you learned about your play style and how you have to adjust it so that you don't play 7 games again next year? You play 17 like you did when you were a rookie. And, hey, Dan Quinn, how are you going to help this guy save himself from himself, given how he likes to play? It just seems like the offseason has already been scripted, and it frankly is not very fun.
Barry, so there are a couple points I'd love to discuss with you. So the first one you just kind of referenced. The object, actually just sitting him down, doesn't confer the expertise to avoid injury, right? I think that's a point that you made. It's like, so what's going to change next preseason or next September or whatever? And as a shutdown proponent, I'm saying we need an overhaul. Everybody needs to do everything they possibly can, including him, to be coached in a different way, to have a different paradigm, whether it's a different elements of the offense that emphasize him being safe and not getting hit as much as he does, running differently, whatever it is, we need a big adjustment because he's been hurt each of the last several times he comes into the game. So you're right in that shutting him down doesn't automatically confer that, but hopefully a paradigm shift might. Your thoughts there?
Well, I would say, Danny, the last time he got hurt was pursuing a guy who just picked off a pass.
Yep.
And it seems to me that coaching that up this week would be like, hey, Jaden, never go after the guy who picked off a pass again, please. Like, it doesn't seem to be that complicated. I'm not trying at all to dismiss your thoughts about, okay, let's reboot here because the most important thing is the quarterback's health. Like, this whole operation depends on Jaden Daniels being the best version of Jaden Daniels, and that player is awesome, and that player can't be himself if he's not playing. I get all that. I think we're going to be dealing with this very fine line maybe for the entirety of his career because, you know, Patrick Mahomes just went down with the first major injury of his career. Jaden Daniels isn't built like Patrick Mahomes. It's just his stature is and his style of play is, you know, we're kind of in a lot of ways right where we were with him coming out of LSU. What's the main concern? And I think it would have been, it certainly wasn't his accuracy. It certainly wasn't his decision-making. It had to be, can he hold up to an entire NFL season the way he plays? The answer in year one was, wow, he really did that. The answer in year two is, oh my God, he can't. So I get your concerns. I really, really think football players have to play football. He's still in the beginning of his career, in the beginning of his time in developing better decision-making. And Dan Quinn has said himself, the best way to do that is in games. He's not playing in games.
That's the toughest thing to me, Barry, for them to address. And it's because they didn't plan on shutting him down. And it seems like something shifted, whether that was Quinn's own opinion or somebody told him that Daniels wasn't playing again. But they said over and over again, I didn't say it, although I believe it, they said he's got to play. He needs to be on the field. The reps at practice, the reps in the spring are not the same. And I buy what they're selling on that. I want to read a quick paragraph here from this story that sang to me. Barry Svrluga's with us. Check out his column in the Post. He said, but sitting him sends the wrong message, too. By refusing to play Daniels, even if he's healthy, the Commanders are either saying he hasn't learned how to avoid injury by altering his playing style, or that they believe the way he plays makes injury more likely, or both. Well, guess what? When training camp opens in 2026, you know, Daniels will be the starting quarterback. How does benching him now alleviate those concerns next fall? This is something I keep coming back to, Barry, which is I understand that you're saying if he doesn't play, he can't get hurt in these games. And nobody wants an injury, and certainly a Mahomes situation would be catastrophic. But it would be catastrophic in the spring or in the summer or in the fall, too. And I guess, yes, I get that those games, quote-unquote, matter more at that point. But, like, this is not going away. You're basically just kicking the can down the road, as far as I'm concerned.
That's where I'm at with it, Grant. And that, you know, you're putting this guy in bubble wrap for the offseason and saying open him in September very, very carefully, where in a situation where he won't have played another meaningful snap and therefore won't have made another meaningful decision about not just where to go with the football, but how to use his body in a particular way. And to Danny's point, which I don't think should be taken lightly, because I think this is like very much not a black and white discussion. And I think, you know, just in listening to callers or reading reactions to this piece, like people are kind of divided on it. And I think that's totally understandable because it's very, very difficult and it's going to be an issue that we're going to be dealing with for the entirety of his career. But I just feel like putting him on the shelf for 10 months or 9 months is just not the way he's going to develop into what he needs to develop into for this franchise to realize the potential that we all saw a year ago.
Barry Svrluga with us here on Grant and Danny. So I agree if he's, you know, in hibernation or in you know, intergalactic sleep or on his couch, but presumably there's some practice that's going to happen here down the stretch. But I want to get back to one other point of this, Barry, before we look ahead. I'm weird. I understand that in general. We could just leave the sentence there. But I care so much about this timeline. If he could have gone back into the game and now hasn't been cleared since, I care a lot about that. I feel like most people moved on to kind of the net of the shutdown and the like, and kind of gives us, to me, a window into their thinking or the cohesiveness of a plan or otherwise. Go into that. Do you care about that at all, that sort of stuff, or are you just kind of dealing with the macro?
No, so I care about it, but I also think, not to be buying everything that they're selling, but I also think it's believable. The way they handled it is kind of believable. I think Dan Quinn, in the moment after the Minnesota game, was kind of scarred by what had happened against Seattle, in which he left the most important player in the franchise on the field in a blowout game and was questioned because of it, and had a big mea culpa about that the next day. I think in that moment against Minnesota, he wanted to say, look, I'm taking care of the player. He could have gone back in. It's my decision to hold him out, because that, you know, was the opposite of what he did against Seattle. I am willing to believe, and maybe I'm naive and just some sort of rube that is too, you know, stupid enough to take what the team says. I'm willing.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
To believe that in that moment in Minneapolis, he showed enough range of motion and said, I'm good to go. It's my left elbow. It just got banged up. No big deal. I can go out there and make throws. And they said, sure, that makes sense. And Quinn stepped in. And then he slept on it. It got swollen. It hurt more. I'm willing to believe that changed over the course of that week. But because Dan Quinn said he could have gone back in, that kind of changed the arc, the narrative arc of the whole thing. If he had never said that, and in fact had said, yeah, he banged his elbow, we held him out, we'll check him out tomorrow, I don't think we're having this whole cloak right. and dagger nature to all of this.
Barry's Feluga of the Post on Grant and Danny. There was another really interesting element of this column, and I have not seen the reaction to it. I don't know how closely you even monitor the reaction in terms of what people say.
You know, he just hits refresh on those comments,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's how he lives his life, yeah.
But this is one of those where, like, we do this. I always joke it's a Colin Cowherd line, but, like, we're writing, you know, columns every opinion we're giving, and we take a lot of shrapnel for them all day long on the station, right? So I know how this goes. But I think this is a really interesting point you brought up. And you know where I'm going with this, Barry, about the relationship of Daniels with the staff. Now, let me just get this out of the way. It's very likely that either he completely signed off on this and said, yeah, guys, I totally get it. I'm good to go. Let's shut it down. Or even if he pushed back, that he is just a well-adjusted, reasonable dude, good kid, and no harm, no foul. But we have seen that over shutdowns and playing or not playing, when you're getting called out in the media and by fans and, you know, people are questioning ridiculously your toughness and whatever else, relationships can change on stuff like this. Like, this can actually be a hot button thing. And I hadn't really thought too much about that, but you brought that up. So go into that if you would.
Well, and I don't want to be sitting on some grassy knoll and creating conspiracies where they shouldn't exist. I mean, I think we want to tread cautiously here, and I wrote it that way. But I also think this is a really important relationship, the relationship between Jaden Daniels and the coaching staff. That's not just Cliff Kingsbury. It's Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels and the front office in Adam Peters and Jaden Daniels and the organization as a whole. Like, we've seen, as you said, Grant, instances where those things have gone awry. And I'm not going to dredge them up and you know, compare apples to oranges. But I do think those relationships are hugely important to how the entire organization functions going forward. And even if he's a pro about all of it, and I expect nothing else because that's the only thing he's shown since he got here, if there's a little bit of resentment and now there are questions in his mind and his camp's mind about how the organization manages his career, it's really not where you want to be going. It would be great to get to the spring workouts for him to be fully healthy, for him to say, look, I've got to take better care of my body and be more mindful of it. And we're going to make adjustments. And we're in lockstep in that. Like, that's probably the most likely way for it to go. But I don't think it's a terribly hot take to say, this is a situation that bears monitoring and we need to listen to how Jaden talks about the staff and the organization going forward. And we have to make sure that it seems like not only is everybody on the same page in terms of getting the most out of Jaden Daniels, but how does that relate to the overall success of the organization? Because those two things are so in lockstep that, you know, we've waited to have a quarterback here that can be someone you don't have to answer or ask questions about. It seemed like last year at this time, there was no doubt we had that person in place. And it just feels a little more rickety a year later, given all the things that have happened since.
Yeah, I think that's well put. Barry Sfuluga with us here on G&D. So you referenced injuries to Mahomes, Micah Parsons, Tom Brady, you know, historically famously got hurt early on in a season, you know, derailed them, even though they went 11-5 that year, by the way, which is still crazy.
Yeah, right,
about.
Exactly, with Matt Castle.
With
right.
Matt Castle. But, and it's, I've heard this a lot, and it sort of feels like to me kind of a shoulder shrug going, it's football, stuff happens. When I hear that, it sounds to me like, yeah, car accidents happen, so it's fine if you go 110 on the median. You know what I mean? Like, to me, I understand that this is a high-risk endeavor, but shouldn't we be prudent? Shouldn't we have the best practice to avoid some of those injuries? Just, again, kind of your thoughts there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think car accidents happen, but you don't stop driving. That doesn't mean you go 110 on the median. And I do think, Danny, I think you are very mindful of, okay, this kid needs to make adjustments or we're going to go through this whole thing. If not next year, the following year, it's just going to be a right. yearly thing. And I think that makes total sense. I guess my take is that I don't feel like you need a whole off season's worth of adjustments to have him be a little bit smarter, that he could actually get smarter in the next 3 weeks. And again, I'm not if he's not medically cleared, then fine. And I also think, Grant, you brought up earlier that something changed in what Dan Quinn said publicly. I do think it's reasonable that when he first was saying, hey, game reps are really important, we've got 5 games, that's like 30% of our schedule remaining. That is different than if he wasn't cleared this week and now you're looking at 2 games left and now the risk reward is like a sliding scale. Like, it kind of changes. I'm willing to buy into all of that. I just don't think that the reboot, like I said, should have to take 10 months. I think some thought could be put into it if he were cleared on Friday to be like, one, Jaden, we're lecturing you. These are really, really important points. And two, Cliff, here are things I don't want you to call. So I think there's – I kind of feel like it could be done – pretty thoroughly, but more on the fly and not have to wait until next September. And, you know, again, 10 months of questions about whether the guy can stay healthy or not.
Last one, Barry's for Luga, The Post. Check out the column on Jaden Daniels. Are you, like most people, of the belief that if he is healthy, like if I'm looking into the crystal ball and I just came back from the future and I told you he's going to play 16 games next year, you feel like they've got a star and still like, a, you know, whether it's MVP, elite, top five or not, like they've got a really, really good starting quarterback here as long as he's on the field?
I do, because as much as I believe in, you know, some of the danger he provides is because he's a weapon with his legs, I also think that he showed the ability as an accurate pocket passer and decision maker that, you know, if he had to just sit in the pocket and throw it 30 times, there's no reason to think he couldn't do that. Is he a less dangerous player that way? Sure. Could he learn to pick apart defenses because he prepares really, really well, and his athletic ability already shows us that he can do that? I think so. So my bet is, I mean, and I would put a lot of chips in on this, like if he plays, he will be productive. I think his numbers were down this year in large part because the seven games he did play were spread out over whatever it was, 3.5 months, and he never was able to get in a rhythm with a full complement of personnel around him. Give him the right weapons and consistent playing time and health. Like I just don't have a lot of doubts in his ability.
Barry, awesome with us as always. Great column. If we don't talk to you, have a great holiday, okay?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Yeah, man. Go check it out. Barry's for Luga of The Post on Grant and Danny. And that's well said at the end. And that's why I think a lot of us feel like, you know, they've got a franchise quarterback as long as he's healthy. But you can react to Barry's thoughts and the column and what we just discussed next, if you'd like, on the phones.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.